Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. You have just listened to our national anthem. I'd like to welcome everyone to Elohim Five Tribe Society. Those of you who are online that are members, thank you. We welcome you. Those of you who are online that have pledged to become members, okay? we'd like to welcome you as well. Just urge everybody to get their ends in as quickly as possible so that we can get this information out to you, so that you have more to discuss and more to talk about when time comes to have like meetings like today. We'll be on the phone to make sure that we do what we have to do. Okay, I'm going to do a quick assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I'm going to keep my mind focused on being what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. Okay. Now, we're going to do a little bit out of the Toronto Church of Christ and the Law. We're going to do a little bit from the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. This is part of what we call the out of the orientation folder, you know. So I have walked, as I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel, I come into the understanding of how to proceed so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. I understand that everything in the universe is made up of the same divine energy, but I am a former of that divine energy. As I begin my day reforming this energy to serve my purpose, I respect and preserve the great right that the great right that I have as divine energy. Okay. Okay, as I walk the path of being honest and good, I'm going to repeat that because it's part of it. As I begin on my computer, it's acting a little strange here. Everything's been acting strange today. It's kind of weird. But I expect as much, so it's okay. As I begin my day reforming this energy to serve my purpose, I respect and reserve the great right that I have as an extension of divine energy. As I start my day, I begin with my access points of power, Christ and Allah. And I am grateful to be a part of this great universe that my ancestors have formed for my benefit. So let it be written, so let it be done, okay? Well, we're going to start today by giving you a quick explanation of Christ, Allah, and Elohim, so you know where we're coming from, okay? Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with source energy. When we deal with religion, we call religion realigning yourself with source energy. That's what we're talking about, okay? We're going to get into who you are. As we deal with who you are, we deal with Christ and Allah. Allah is everything in a universe at the same time. So we're going to begin with who you are and how you came to be in this dimension so that you will know where we're coming from and what's going on, okay? Your incorporeal energy formed in flesh. You come from our incorporeal dimension through the black hole up near Cyrus A, Cyrus B. That's how you came about to be in this dimension, okay? Up around the constellation, what we call it the constellation Elohim, but they call it the constellation Orion, okay? It used to be a constellation of Cyrus. The names have been changed, okay? When we say Elohim, we're talking about the incorporeal energy in you. That's who you are. You are all Elohim. Elohims mean God, or I am. If you read it backwards, I am, oh God. We're not talking about the physical flesh. The physical flesh is a male or female, all right, and it has limitations to it. But that incorporeal energy that's within you has no limitations. You come through the constellation all the way through Venus, Mars, and Jupiter here. Okay, this is how you got here on this planet. You want to make it plain that you are not indigenous to this planet, okay? We keep limiting ourselves because we don't know who we are, right? You are made up, you are an extension of source energy. This is why you're unlimited. There's no limit to what you have because of who you are. That's why I like the Bible as a code book. Psalm 82, it tells you that you are all God. Not some of you, not one of you, not somebody up there sitting on a throne. looking down on you, watching over you. No, you are all God. That means that you have the potential to take care of your every need. Okay? This is what's going on right now. So I've read, those of you who are chimed in a little late, I've read some things, and we're beginning to explain some of the stuff that I've read. When we talk about Christ and Allah, okay, I just heard a loud bang. I don't know what's coming. I heard it earlier today, too. But anyway, a lot of strange things have been going on around me since I've embarked on this journey. Computer's not working right. Phone cuts off. All my computers was working fine until a half an hour ago. Then they start shutting down. It's not a coincidence. It's going to get a lot worse than that, because what I'm bringing to you is what the 1% do not want you to know. They don't want you to have this information, because this is how they came to power. And you have the same ability that they have. This is what they do not want you to know. They do everything to give you the thought process that you are not equal to or less than something. That's their goal. If they can make you limit your thoughts as to what you can and cannot do, then they will always be dominating you. You don't want to be dominated by anybody. What we're doing as a society, we're taking your crutch from you. There are no leaders in this society, okay? We're taking that crutch away. You have to step up and lead yourself, okay? Can't wait for nobody to wake you up in the morning and all that kind of stuff to get where you got to go and go to your job or whatever you're trying to do. You have to lead yourself. This is our problem with our communities right now. We're looking for that crutch. Your Savior is in that mirror. And based on the Bible, Psalm 82, you have the ability to save yourself. Once you upgrade to that mindset, understand that you were not created. This is the hardest thing. It's the hardest thing for me to get across, because you've gotten so comfortable with being less than and not equal to something that you just like somebody else being responsible for you, your children, your diaspora, your country, your planet, everything. You have to get out of that mindset if you're going to obtain true freedom, justice, and equality, okay? Freedom means control. Ask yourself right now, what in the world do you have control over, okay? You barely have control over yourself. You don't have control over your job. You don't have control over your work. You don't have control over nothing. You think you got control over your cars and your house, but you don't. You don't have too much control over anything, so your freedom is null and void, all right? This society is designed to give you the mindset, to bring you into the mindset so that you can get true freedom, justice, and equality, okay? This society is set up on a trust. What is a trust? Why do we set the society up on a trust, okay? What's so important about a doggone trust? I mean, Will.i.am was teaching us for a long time about trust this and trust that. He's telling you about contract law and trust, but it didn't register. It just somehow didn't make sense. But we're gonna, that's why I sent all those who are applying and those who have applied, I want to thank you very much because things are coming along pretty very, very well. And I really appreciate you chiming in and making sure that you're getting an earful of what you need to wake yourself up. I can't wake you up. You have to wake yourself up. I can't teach you. You have to teach yourself. Our job is to point you in the right direction so that you know where to go to get the information. Now, the question is, why will we set up a society based on a trust? Listen to this. I'm going to talk about things in a manner that you haven't got before, okay? Maybe you have, maybe you didn't. I don't know. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, and nobody knows everything, not even me. You know what I mean? Saying not even me. Like, I think I know everything. Boy, this language or something. Anyhow, your Constitution of the United States is a trust, okay? And there's an indenture agreement, okay, that goes with that trust. Everyone that has the right to vote is a trustee, okay? A trustee is a person that's awarded the ability to make changes in government, all right? That's what a trustee is. So if you're voting, if you're a United States citizen and you're voting, you are a trustee of this country. You're a congressman, senators, governors, mayors, everybody, they're all trustees. And you're voting on trustees to run government according to the Constitution. That's why when they violate the Constitution, okay, you can take them to court, all right? We're setting up a trust. We're setting up a society. The society is going to be based on, well, the Bible is a code book. Those of you who used to read the Bible as a religious book, you're in for a rude awakening, because as a religious book, the book don't make sense. I'm just going to come out and say it. It don't make much sense. It's designed to put you to sleep. The stories are designed to connect you to a power that you have no control over. And that's not true. There's no power on the planet, in the universe, that you don't have control over as God. Now, as a man, you're limited. As a woman, you're limited. Like I say all the time, men and women can't fly. You go outside and flap your arms, you ain't going nowhere. But God is not limited to nature. This is why we're making planes. This is why we're making jets. We got space stations up there. The evidence is all around you that you are an unlimited entity because of your Elohim, which is that incorporeal energy that's inside of you, what they call a spirit and soul. They get things so convoluted that you don't know which way is up and which way is down. Now, all those that are on the line, like I said, I want to thank you very much for chiming in. If you have a question, if you want to say something, or if you just want to give a shout-out, if you want to talk about your business or whatever, so that other people can know what you're doing, press 1 on your dial, and I will open up your mic, and you can make your comment. Even if you disagree, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? This is how we're going to get freedom, justice, and equality. You have to get it. Not me. I'm not here to lead nobody but myself. I want freedom, justice, and equality. If you want the same thing, let's go together and get it. Let's work together and get it. You won't have, in this society, there will be no crutches. Nobody that you can lean on as a leader. So you have to study yourself. I said everybody to Yusuf L. to give a basic understanding of what trust is so that you know what's going on. This whole society, actually around the planet, is set up based on trust and contract law. That's what's going on right now, okay? The Constitution is set up so that you can make contracts with each other. Then you can make a deal together, and the government ain't got nothing to do with it until one of us screw up. Then we go to the government if we make some type of written arrangement. Then we can go to the government and say, look, me and brother, me and sister, we had a contract with so-and-so, and they didn't fulfill their end of the contract. See what I'm saying? But as long as you're functioning as God and do what you say is law. If you're not going to do it, just don't say it. Just like if you're not going to be at a certain place at a certain time, the only reason that the other person is there to meet you is because of what you said. They're bouncing off what you said, and they believe what you're saying. This is how we're going to get freedom, justice, and equality. We've set up a society, okay? The adults in the society, just like the adults in the United States, all right, they have the power to vote. That means that you're all going to be trustees. The children don't have the power to vote. That's how trust law works. If the children are beneficiaries, you are trustees, okay? If the children are able to manipulate the trustees, then you don't have a trust anymore. You have an association, which is taxable. See, stuff like this has to be put in your indenture agreement. Your indenture agreement I hope everyone on the line has been watching you since though, because I'm going to throw some of the terms out of the trust. Now, some of the stuff, it just sounds like French and Greek. What's a corpus? What's this? What's that? You know what I'm saying? Listen, understand, all right? I'm not your leader. Don't want to be your leader. I have enough trouble leading myself. I'm pointing you in a direction so that you can get the information, so that you can step up and do what you have to do. Now, there's other things that you can do with the trust, like your birth certificate, like your house and your property, your will. There's a lot of things you can do with the trust other than just being a part of the society. But you have to wake up. You have to know you can do these things. I'm pointing you in the right direction. Now, those of you who have pledged, those of you who have sent your money in already, your packages are on the way, all right? All the packages were supposed to go on 19, but I was waiting on a machine. The machine came in. Everything is done. The packages start going out. What's today? Monday. The packages will be in the mail Wednesday, okay? So you'll be getting them sometime before the weekend is out, all right? Now, the thing that's in your package is amazing. You get 10 CDs on a whole bunch of stuff so that you'll learn. You get a meditation CD. You get music for meditation. Why is meditation so important? Because you have to focus your brain so that information can come into your mind properly. Wait a minute. Not through your mind, from your mind. That's right. The mind and the brain are two separate entities. The brain is your computer. The mind is connected to the entire universe. This is why we're unlimited, because once we figure something out, we figure something else out and something else out. What we were doing 20 years ago ain't happening today, okay? And what we're doing now is not going to be happening tomorrow. There's no limit to you once you realize who you are. This is why we're setting up the trust. We're going to work together. Now, the object of the trust, freedom, justice, and equality. You can't have freedom, justice, and equality unless you got paper, unless you got money. You know, you need money. So the object of the trust is to make sure that the trustees are getting paid so that the trustees can channel some of the money down to their children who are the beneficiaries. That means your children will have a trust fund. The big boys talk about a trust fund, right? We wasn't raised on no trust fund. Your parents wasn't raised on a trust fund. We want to flip the script. We want to change that dynamic. Object of a trust is not to create jobs. I use the word create. But we're going to make jobs in the beginning. But as we move down the line, we're going to be generating so much money that you won't have to work for it. What is economics? Somebody else working and paying you. Let's let the money do the work. We have to find ways to put our money to work so that the money is making the money. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have to be frustrated running around filling an application. Our children come out of college with an application in their hand. You know what I mean? They should be coming out of college with a way to create revenue or to make revenue so they don't have to do that 9 to 5. You understand what I'm saying? This is what society is all about. This is where we're going, okay? Now, like I said, if you have a question, if you have a comment, all you have to do is hit one on your dial, and you can jump in, and because I'm not actually prepared to talk for an hour, but I will, because there's so much to discuss. There's so much to know, but if you've been studying the text that I sent out in reference to trust and stuff, you know, then we can dialogue back and forth, all right? If you haven't, then I'll just keep going, and it's okay, you know what I'm saying? Because you're here. You're on the line. That means there's something about you, inside you, that's saying, hey, something wrong with this country. Something's wrong with this picture, and there has to be a better way. If we keep doing things the same old way, expecting a different result, what they call it, a mark of insanity, okay? Look at what we're doing. I remember coming up. I'm a Vietnam vet. I come from Vietnam. I had separate interests, separate drinking fountains and all that kind of stuff, you know? Our children are being lynched. We're protesting and marching. Are we still protesting and marching? Yes, we are. How do they have separate eating and drinking facilities for us now? They're doing it through economics. They got places that cost $2,500 to $3,000 just to go in and get a meal. That's how they keep you separate from them. Who can afford that? I can't afford $2,500 for no one meal. That's what I'm saying. Most of us can't. This is what we're getting at. This is how they're keeping the same structure going, and we don't have a clue to what they're doing. Well, you have a clue now. We're here to wake you up and point you in the right direction. That's what we're trying to do. And this society is going to point you, I'm going to point you in the right direction. That's what I'm doing, okay? Now, the culture that we were raised under before the ISIS and Osiris incident, okay, I'm going to say it like that, but they brought about that Jesus mentality, all right? There's nothing wrong with the teachings of Jesus, but there's something wrong when you think somebody's greater than you, when you're looking for somebody to do what you can do for yourself. That's when it's a problem, okay? As long as you're in control and you know. Now, being in control means you got to accept responsibility for everything, okay? Being Elohim means that you're responsible for every man, woman, and child on the planet. Are you ready to handle that? Yes, you can handle that, okay? When they say God is in control, the Bible says that we are God. So they're talking about somebody's in control. Follow the money. Wherever that money is going, that's who's in control, all right? And if you're in one of these institutions or whatever you're into, whatever you're about, follow the money. If you don't have no say-so, nothing to say about what happens to the money, what to do with the money, then you're not in control. You're not in control of anything. That God who's controlling the money, that's the God that's in control of what's going on. I mean, we have to change our thinking process. Our thought process has to change if we're going to do this thing to get freedom, true freedom, justice, and equality. Because that's what we need, you know? And the only way you can have equality is you understand what equality is. That means you're equal. There's nobody on the planet that you're not equal to, period. I'm just saying it straight up. Like I said, if you disagree, if you have questions, all you have to do is press 1. I would like to have a dialogue with somebody that wants to talk. That's fine, too. And if you disagree, that's fine. Just press 1 and let me know that you do have something to say or you want to give a shout-out. All that's great, okay? The society is called Elohim Five Tribes, right? Why is it called Elohim Five Tribes? Because everybody is Elohim. Everybody has that God in them that can make this flesh rise to heights that you never dreamed of. The things that we're doing today, think about 100 years ago, what was going on. Think about what's going on right now. The things that we're doing, all right? We're allowing electricity, okay, to be released in a manner that we shouldn't. We call it AI. The AI is in electricity. AI has been here all the time. And AI is a physical energy that, when released to a certain point, will actually begin to dominate that which have that incorporeal energy. That's what it will do. In order to keep up with it, we're gonna have to be cyborgs. We're gonna have to put things on the brain to enhance the brain, not the mind. The mind is unlimited, but the brain, the computer that you're dealing with, has a limit to it. And we're going to have to be cyborgs to keep up with what they're doing, because they don't really understand what they're doing. AI this and AI that. They don't understand that AI has been here all the time. They're just figuring out different ways to use electricity, which is the AI. Energy, okay, when released to a certain point, becomes conscious. And when energy becomes conscious, if it's physical, it will destroy that which is not physical. So, yeah, all the movies you're seeing about the robots coming to get you and destroying the world, that's what happened, because that's what physical energy does, okay? It makes a way for itself, all right? I'm throwing a lot of things at you right here now. So, like I said, if you have a question, all you got to do is jump in. I'm ready for some dialogue, you know? Didn't intend to talk for a whole hour, but I will. Like I said, there's so much to discuss. Freedom, justice, and equality. This is what we want. The Tyrannical Scriptures, a complete volume, has a constitution in it, has protocols in it, everything you need to run your business, to run your household, everything to make you a success is in that book. But what I want people to realize is that your ancestors left you a code book so that you can begin to understand the different things that's going on around you. That code book is the Bible. It's not a religious book. You follow them stories, and it'd be nonsensical. You'd still be asleep. You'd be walking around like a joke. We got thousands of people out there with that Bible under their arm and sleep. You know, they're still eating flesh. It says in the book, you ain't supposed to eat no flesh, but they eat flesh. You're still eating swine. It says in the book, you're not supposed to eat swine. You follow what I'm saying? You're supposed to be on a 50% budget so that you never be broke. But we live in paycheck to paycheck. It's all in the book. We're supposed to have a centralized banking system, okay? Where's our centralized banking system? If they gave the black community reparations, who's going to get the money? They're going to be arguing about who's going to control the money. Who's going to handle the money? Because we don't have a centralized banking system. You follow what I'm saying? The Bible tells you how to get your military set up so you can put boots on the ground. We don't have any boots on the ground. Bobby, he said, where's your army? Where's your navy? All that's in the code book, all right? Once you learn how to read it. That's what we do on Sunday. On Sunday, we're talking about the code book. We explain the code book. Now, they're going to take me off the air sooner or later. I'm telling you. I don't know how long we'll be able to be on the air. Based on the way they're hacking my laptops and stuff right now. My phone. My phone charged up perfectly yesterday. It's not charging today. I got 50% on the phone. I plug it in, it don't charge. Why? They're doing this here stuff. I understand. People who have been targeted understand what I'm talking about. Because they know what these people can do. And I know what they can do because I'm Elohim, and I know they're Elohim, and I know what I can do, so I know what they can do, and it's just absolutely amazing. So what I monitor those who are pledged, you know, get your money in as quickly as possible so that we can begin the work of making money to work for us. We don't want to be working until we're 70 and 80 years old trying to make ends meet. That's not what's happening, okay? The money is out here, period. Our freedom relies on us working together, voting on the things that we want, not on no president, not on no vice president. We don't want things to get jammed up in a committee like Mitch McConnell. He got the gavel. He got the gavel, and he blocking this, and he blocking that. That's not what we want. We want a free and open society. Is that possible? Yes, it is. There's nothing impossible for you. This is what I'm trying to say. You are unlimited. Your savior is in your mirror, but there's another side to this because your number one enemy is also in that mirror. We have a tendency to shoot ourselves in the foot, but we have to stop doing that, you know? Now, like I said, I really wasn't prepared to talk for a whole hour, but it's okay because it's so much. I can talk for 2 hours because there's so much to talk about. There's so much to discuss, you know what I mean? Now, we talk about the term Christ. That's one who is crystallized into one that's with source energy, that's what you're made up out of. You are made up out of source energy. And our culture is reap what you sow. That's science. So we come from a scientific background. All right. This is why a lot of stuff going on we don't understand. Because we're basically scientists. If you sow two chemicals together, you're gonna get a reaction. You put math on it to control the reaction. That's science. That's reap what you sow. That's your culture. Not how well you dance or how well you can sing and all that. That has nothing to do with your culture. They've set those things up as distractions to keep you from knowing who you are and what's going on. There's two cultures on the planet, period. Read what you sow culture and the dog-eat-dog culture. Our founding fathers, now remember, you hit one on the dial if you want to make a comment or say something, you know, if you have anything to say, jump in, because, like I said, I wasn't prepared to talk for a whole hour, but there's so much to say. I've been staying on this phone for 3 or 4 hours, but we only scheduled for an hour. The read what you sow culture and the dog eat dog culture. Our founding fathers. Now, when I say our founding fathers, I'm talking about President Hanson and them. I'm not talking about the crooks who stole the country. George Washington and his crooks. I ain't talking about them. When I say founding fathers, I'm talking about President Hanson and them. This is how smart these guys was. They set up the read what you sow culture because the society is supposed to be based on the Bible. As a code book, not as a religion, but supposed to be based on the Bible. That will be your reap what you sow culture. And the dog eat dog culture is supposed to be controlled by the reap what you sow culture. The dog eat dog culture is your military. It's how smart President Hanson and them was. They set it up, it's still set up the same way, where a civilian government controls the military. Like President Trump, he's the head of the government, he's the head of the military. That's what he's supposed to be under the read what you sow culture. This guy even read a Bible. But he's supposed to be part of read what you sow culture. This is how smart your ancestors was. They made George Washington a general, and he did a military coup, which is what Trump's trying to do now. If you're watching him, he's changing the military leaders around. So hoping that he might control a military coup, but I don't think that's going to happen in this day and time because, God is waking up and God is beginning to see, you know what I mean, that we're not going to let no madman take over like they did with Hitler. You follow what I'm saying? They're not going to let a crazy person come in and sweet-talk you out of your government. Okay, that's what George Washington did, put the hands on them, sweet-talked them out of the military, you know, and ran off with it. And it started us on a cycle. A 200-year cycle that's been terrible, terrible, I'm telling you. And we're fighting now to change it as trustees of the government. We're the trustees. That's why we have the right to vote. This is what I'm saying. You are a trustee of the Constitution. And most of us don't even read the Constitution. This is what Will I Am be complaining about. You guys don't even read the Constitution and stuff. You know, I love Will I Am. He's been out here banging his head against this wall, trying to preach this for a long time. I'm not here to teach nobody about trust and all that. All I'm here to do is to point you in the right direction. I'm not going to be your crutch, and I don't want you to be my crutch. I want freedom, justice, and equality. I don't want to be working on my life and my children. I want my children to have a trust fund and all this here stuff. So if you're going the same place I'm going, well, let's go together. You know what I mean? You don't need to follow me. I don't need to follow you. We all going. So let's go. And that's what's going on right now. This is what we're trying to do with the society, all right? We set the society up so that we can learn how to work together to get something done. And we can do that because of who we are. We are Elohim. I am O God. O God, O I am, okay? El means God. O, I am. That's what it is. That's what Elohim means. So when I said the society of the Elohim five tribes, the five tribes are the color breakdown, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. I know a lot of black people ain't down with the white boy. A lot of white people ain't down with black. But if we don't work together, this is not going to work. When we fire Trump, it wasn't just black people out there. All five tribes came together and said enough is enough. And we fired him. But you got to remember, almost half the people wanted him to stay there. This racist, lying, no good character person, half the people want him to stay there. So you got work to do. They're going to try to stop you from gaining power, from being in control of yourself, all right? But you have to study your trust law. You have to study a contract law, okay? In order to do this, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to go into society, into these courtrooms. That's why Yusuf El, he teaches some case law. It's not what people are saying. It's what the judges are ruling on. So that when something happens, they accuse us, instead of having a trust, having an association, you know what I mean? We can go into court because we're learning from case law. That's why I want everybody to deal with Yusuf El. It ain't about his opinion. It's about what the judges are doing on these cases when they take us to court. See what I'm saying? That's why in your indenture agreement, it's very important that it says you as trustees and beneficiaries are not liable for what the trust do. So if we screw up, they have to come after the trust. They can't come after you. They can't come after you for anything. This is why in an indenture agreement, because when you go to courts, like UFFL says, the judge is going to read the indenture agreement, okay? And if you're not following the indenture agreement, then you're outside of, you're not following the law for the trust. If you're not following the law for the trust, then you become an association, which they're going to tax. Right now, the trust is not taxable. They can't tax it, okay? I'm just going over a few things on the trust, but you got to go in and study. I'm not here to teach you trust law, trust me. I'm here to point you in the right direction. Now, when you get your package, you're going to get a book that tells you everything about trust. So that's why I just sent you for the three-hour webinar of UCFL. If you just listen to it, he teaches it in such a way that you don't even really have to take notes that much. You just have to listen to it over and over, and it will begin to sink in. It will begin to make sense. So that when you start running this society, because you have to run this society, this is yours to run. Okay, there's no crutch here. You can't say, well, let's call the president and have him come down here and do it. No, ain't no president here. You know, you have to call each other. And you get together and you make a decision. You want something done, you vote on it. Whatever you vote on, 50% or more, it's the law. That's what you do. Okay? Now, if it says so right in the agreement. And if you're not here when the vote is taken, then you have the right to appeal whatever the society decided on doing. Nothing in the society is written in stone. The only thing that's written in stone is that you are in control. You run the doggone thing. It's your society to do with what you will. The goal of society right now is to get paid. We need to get paid. We need to start making this money, all right? That's why when you sign up, you get a gold certificate. That's right. We're printing our own money. Think about that. We're giving you a certificate backed by gold on demand whenever you get ready. Now, if you lose it and somebody else got the certificate, they can come and bring it to the society and collect gold on it. So it's money. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, the only place you can spend it is in the society, but it's backed by gold. We have our own money. Then we have a money-making venture that you can put money into. We sign you up for that as well, all right? Whatever you put up in 1 year, you get 100%. Now, you got money in the bank for more than 1 year, what kind of percentage you get on that money you got stuck up there in the bank? 2%? 3%? You don't get nothing on it for the whole year. But if you put in $1,000 in 1 year, you get your $1,000 back plus another $1,000. That's how the money-making venture works. It's 100% on whatever money you put up, but you got to leave the money in for a whole year, all right? Now, so if you ain't got money to sit around for a whole year, don't jump, because they'll be coming up, oh, we want our money, because there's a penalty out of your profit that you lose if you take your money out early, you know? Because, hey, things happen, what can I tell you? But you have a society, and then if you don't like those rules, change them. Any rules you don't like, change it. You don't have to go to nobody and say, well, President so-and-so, we would like you to sign something so that we can request this rule to be changed. No, you put it out there so that the people can hear it and tell them that you want to take a vote on this rule, put the rule up on the table, and let everybody hear what the rule is, and then you vote on it. Easy peasy, you know? Well, I'm making it sound easy peasy, but you got to remember the mindset of the people that we're dealing with out here. And once this society is up and running, which is moving pretty good right now, everybody and everybody's mother is going to be coming. You're going to have crackheads, junkies, people sleeping on the street. They're going to be looking for this society. Because in a few minutes, this is going to be one of the few outlets that the people are actually going to have. If you watch TV right now, you got people out there in line for hours trying to get food in different cities. And they got cars. They driving up to get the food. It ain't like they walking, humble, sleeping on the street. No, these people used to have jobs. They worked. They got apartments. They got homes, all this sort of stuff. And they're in line for hours trying to get food. See what I'm saying? The goal of society is to have the money, make enough money so that we can make food, clothing, shelter, and security available. Somebody mentioned somebody in the society. We want to be able to put boots on the ground. Okay. You mess with one of us, we coming. Ain't like we ain't cops you one of us. You know what I mean? We ain't going to corporate this guy. We're going to put this guy in a hole. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We what you sell. Don't play around with us because we don't roll like that. You get where I'm coming from? So I'm just saying, as a society, you have the ability. You will have the ability to do whatever you want to do. But you have to understand trust law. You have to understand contract law. You have to start studying. You have to know that if you have a will and you go to probate, if the will is not in a trust, it might take a whole year to go through probate. If you're in two different cities, you got to go through probate in each city. See what I'm saying? But if it's under trust, you can avoid all of that. You have to go and study. I'm just throwing some things out there that I've learned about trust. I still want to thank Brother Will I Am. I know he thinks we haven't been listening to him, but everything has to make sense in a certain way because when it's a whole new mindset, it's a whole new paradigm. You can't just teach about trust using trust law language because the language is like French. What's a corpus? I don't know what a corpus is, you know. You're talking about a corpse, somebody laying on the ground. It's just mind-boggling how far behind we are when it comes to dealing with society, okay? All of you who vote, remember, you are a trustee of this government. This is why you can change the president, kick him out of office, because you're trustees, okay? Children cannot vote. Same thing with our society. The adults are trustees, the children are beneficiaries. The only thing the child can do is collect a check from the trustees. That's it. They don't run nothing. They can't control anything. Now, once they turn over 18, then they become trustees. But your children will be used to living out of a trust fund, all right? Well, you naturally, you'll be in control of some things because they're minors, all right? Now, if the minors, now, if you change the rules or on the indenture agreement and have the trustees and have the minors manipulating government, and if anybody takes us to court, we're no longer a trust. We're an association, and they can tax you because you're not acting like a trust. You have to act like a trust. This is a trust. You have an indenture agreement that ties you to the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Vial, which has a constitution in there, protocols on how to run things, how to set up the military, everything. All this, the book is 300 pages. All that stuff is in there, all right? It will guide you through everything that you need to know and what to do as far as the society is concerned. That's why in the indenture agreement, it ties you to that particular book. It didn't tie you to the Bible, okay? Because we're so used to dealing with the Bible as a religious book, all right? And religion is realigning yourself with source energy. So whatever method that you're using to realign yourself with source energy, that's fine, whether it's Christianity, Buddhism, we don't care. But you have to be going in the right direction so that when it comes down to dealing with the power of the society, you know, you won't get drunk. You'll go crazy. Go out there and mess with people knowing that you got a society behind you to whip people butt if they mess with you. You know, they're picking on people like a bully. You know, we don't want that particular mindset. You know, you got to be humble, carry yourself a certain way so that you don't be looking for trouble. But when trouble comes, oh boy, we will be prepared. They're going to say, oh, you mess with people in society? Oh man, you got to leave them brothers and sisters alone. They're going to be playing around. They will snatch you up from the van like we used to do when I was in the Nation of Islam. You know, one of the gang will mess with one up, we're going to snatch them up in the van, whip their butt and put them back on the street. And they start messing with the fruit. You know what I'm saying? But that was when Elijah was here. I don't know what's going on right now. But we've come through some wonderful times. It's just that we have been asleep. And okay, we got a hand up. So let me bring him in right away. We only got about 10 minutes left. Hold on, somebody got something to say, and I sure want to hear it. I'm talking too long. 2390. Do you have a comment or something you want to say, or your mic is open?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to give a shout out.
Well, thank you. I need all the shout outs I can get. Because, boy, oh boy, oh boy, we're on a journey, you know, and the 1% is foaming at the mouth already. I feel out there. So I appreciate the shout out. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, I'm going to.
I got a question. So,
go ahead.
You talk about energy and all that. So, do you think dinosaurs was real?
Now, say that again.
You go off the energy and all that. Do you think dinosaurs is real?
Dinosaurs are real and they still exist today. You have an inner earth. You know what I mean? You can Google up on this stuff too, because they don't figure it out. They know all this stuff. They're just not letting us know. Sure, dinosaurs are real. All those animals were at one time. And they're still here. They ain't went nowhere.
How do you get the sound effects and the color right?
Say that. How to get what? I'm having trouble hearing you.
I said, how did you get the sound effects and the colors of the dinosaur like?
I still don't understand what you're saying. How colors and dinosaurs? Say that again. Say it slow so I can hear what you're saying. Speak up.
I said, how do they get the sound effects of the dinosaurs and the colors right?
How to get the sex of the dinosaurs and the colors right?
The sound effects.
Oh, for the dinosaurs, they just make it up. They know what an elephant sounds like, so they just add to it. But, you know, when you're talking about the, I don't know how we get on dinosaurs here, but you're talking about the fantasy world. They make up whatever they want. You know what I mean? Look at Star Trek. We ain't got no ships up there flying around like that. Where they get the sound effects for the jets and the beaming me up, Scotty, and all that? They just make it up. So
what
it's
you
not
do,
real.
They just life on other planets.
Say that again.
But you do think it's life on other planets.
Oh, man. We come from other planets. We're not indigenous to this society. We're actually ET. We come from someplace else. And they have evidence to back that up. I think they have a video of us that they crashed her plane on Mars, they crashed her ship on Mars. They got videos of all this stuff, you know? So, yeah, there's billions of planets out there. It would be very naive to think that there's no life out there other than us. But we come from other planets. Well, I talked about that earlier, how we come from, as incorporeal beings, coming through the black hole into this physical dimension. And we made the sun, the moon, the stars, we made all of that. And there's evidence to show that you can do that now. Like the moon is a satellite. We got satellites up there now. So it's evidence that we can do this and stuff. That we can, in fact, China is, in a couple of months, is supposed to be putting up a sun. I don't know if you're doing any research on this, but you do some research on this stuff. You'll see that the evidence is around. That we're not actually from this planet, we're from someplace else. That's all I'm saying. Just like they talk about, well, where the white man come from? Well, there's two white people on this planet. You got that caramel white boy, and then you got that ghostly looking white. That ghostly looking white boy ain't from this planet. The caramel looking white boy come out of us, like when he's never lied and all that stuff. But that ghostly looking white person don't come from us. But all five tribes, okay, have to work together. If we're going to get out of this mess, we're talking about freedom, justice, and equality. Why is dinosaurs so important to you?
No, I was going off of your energy. You said how the scientists world, what they do about the dinosaurs and how they come up with that.
Yeah, well, it just makes, you know, God is amazing. God can dream up stuff that's beyond your imagination. We can make up some stuff and make it seem real, you know. That's who we are. So then you have no limit to our imagination or limit to what we can do, you follow what I'm saying? And the most important thing that we can realize is that we are unlimited. You can do whatever you want. The only thing that stops you from being what you want to be is that guy in the mirror. You get control over that guy in the mirror, give that guy in the mirror the right discipline, and that guy in the mirror can do anything. Don't matter what it is. Anything. You follow what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like my father used to tell me, right? You sit in the middle of the circle and you watch as the people on the outside of the circle do what they do. See how they're getting what they're getting. And once you get ready, you reach up and grab it. Don't go on the outside of the circle, going around and around and around. You never get what you want. You always be following somebody, but you never catch up because they're always ahead of you on the outside of the circle. But if you sit in the middle of that circle, watch and see what's going on, see how people are getting what they're getting, you can get it too. Study, learn. There's nothing that you can't do. That's the crux of this whole conversation, okay? You are Elohim. When I say the Elohim society, I'm talking about every man, woman, and child on the planet is an Elohim. And don't underestimate anybody that you meet. Don't underestimate the people around you, because once you realize that you're dealing with God, you know what I mean? You have to be mindful of what you say, mindful of what you do, you know? And that's what's going on right now. Well, we got about 4 minutes left. Any other comments? Okay, I'm going to pull your mic down to hold up on the noise, right? And if you want to say something else, just hit one again and then let me know that you do have something else to say, okay? Any other questions? Do you have any other questions or anything about the society or... Okay, so we're going to hold it right there. I'm going to close your mic back up. So hit one if you want to come back in, okay? Anybody on the line, like I said, just press one, and I'll open up your mic. Whatever you got to say is important. I don't care what it is. It don't matter. I don't know why we start talking about dinosaurs, but that was important because they're still here. There's an inner earth. I don't know how many people study about the inner earth. But this planet is amazing. It really is amazing. And those who made this planet, they were amazing too. And the Bible says God made the planet, and the Bible says God or men and women. So the technology that they had to have to make this planet had to be absolutely amazing. And the 1% are racing towards that technology because they know they got it like that. You know what I mean? You have to know that you got it like that. And we can reach for the stars. There's nothing that we can't do. This is the society, Elohim Five Tribes, society of love. Love is the key to the whole thing, too. Love is the act that makes others feel good, all right? So if you're dealing with love, right, if you're in a relationship or you're in a group, your actions are supposed to be designed to make the other person feel good, and their actions are supposed to be designed to make the other person feel good, and you both get together with that mindset, you'll be in a feel-good relationship. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot to know. There's a lot to understand. Go into the I sent you a text on Yusuf L. Go into that. Learn that trust law. Learn how to manage the trust, okay? Get your those of you who have pledged, those of you who have joined already, thank you so much. The package will be in the mail Wednesday. Everything is here. Everything is complete. We only got about 90 seconds left. I would like to do an assertion. I have walked the path of divine energy, and all my energy went out for divine purposes. I eagerly await my energy to return to me based on what I put out. So let it be written. So let it be done. Read what you sow. Be mindful what you put out because it will. Be mindful what you put out because it will come back to you. Okay, maybe not today, but it's coming. Okay, and remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Learn how to love each other. It's so important that you learn how to love each other. Practice because you're going to learn about the people that you're around. You can piss them off, and you can make them happy. You know what I'm saying? Just like if you go to the store and you know your old lady eats Rocky Road ice cream, they ain't got Rocky Road ice cream in the freezer. So when you come back, what are you supposed to have? Rocky Road ice cream. You know what I mean? That's going to make her feel good. Oh, man, I was just thinking about going to the store to get some of that ice cream. Here you bringing it back to me, girl. little things. Be mindful of the little things, because it's the little things that make or break relationships, okay? With that, I want to thank everybody that's on the line, those that pledged, those who are members already. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And so we will talk again Sunday. Don't forget, Sunday we're breaking the Bible down. So much love, and I will talk to you again Sunday, okay?